Gardaí have said that online threats to use violence or intimidation are matters of serious concern and could be subject to a potential criminal investigation or prosecution. And Garda Síochána was responding to queries from this programme about an online video posted by Clan Éireann, an organisation led by Justin Barrett, who was a candidate for the National Party in the recent European Parliament elections. In a video filmed at Béal na Blaw, in which he was accompanied by a group of masked men, Mr. Barrett said he was unveiling a new protection unit, which he said would protect against the overreaching arm of law and order. He said that while they would act within the law, his organisation would be ready to defend itself with as much violence as is necessary.
We will protect ourselves too from the overreaching arm of so-called law and order. We will act within the law. We will act as peaceful as we can. But we will also be ready to protect ourselves and defend ourselves with as much violence as is necessary.
And Garda Síochána told this programme that while it doesn't comment on material posted online by third parties, it does consider any suggestion in respect of the threat to use violence in any general sense or against individuals or organisations as a matter of serious concern. It said such threats could potentially be subject to criminal investigation and prosecution in respect of such matters. We're joined now by Brian Fanning, Professor of Migration and Social Policy at UCD, who has researched the far right in Ireland. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
We heard a threat to use violence if necessary at the end of that clip there. Gardaí have said such threats to use violence are a matter of concern. Are they right to be concerned?
They're right to be concerned in general. There's far more happening than, say, that video might have exemplified. Justin Barrett is a very eccentric and very marginal figure, I would imagine, within the far right. Historically, he was part of another political group. He fell out with them. And basically, it's hard to see who he's speaking for except for himself. People who see the video will see he's wearing a uniform that seems to be modelled on something by Hugo Boss from the Nazis in the 40s, and he was wearing green uniforms during the summer. So kind of, he's a very eccentric and odd figure who's not been able to translate his particular kind of perspectives into any form of electoral traction at all. So yes, basically, there are other people saying crazy things on the internet, and yes, they do all need to be taken very seriously if the Gardaí think that that is the case.
Yesterday, the Irish Examiner's deputy political editor Paul Hosford reported on other extremist groups holding discussions online on the social media platform X, formerly Twitter, where there was talk of accessing weapons and planning violence against migrants. Is this something new, a departure from what we've seen before?
Well, we've sort of seen a trajectory whereby basically some relatively small number of well enough known far-right activists kept serially turning up at places seeking to instigate basically trouble and claiming various protests for their cause. And we've sort of seen perhaps an escalation of that. And then we've seen incidents such as the Dublin riot. We've seen incidents such as what's been happening in Coolock. We've seen similar events taking place in Northern Ireland involving, to some extent, some people from the south, and as well as that, things that have happened in the UK. So there is a sort of a sense out there, perhaps among some people. There's a sort of an amplified sense of shifting norms and perhaps a feel that they can do this kind of thing, or that they're licensed to express more vehemently or talk in more extremist terms about the kinds of things they're doing. That said, I do think that these people are increasingly detached from any form of serious debate, including in the, say, our case, quite significant amount of support for, say, restrictions on asylum seekers, or indeed, basically, various protests in towns that have a lot to do with community concerns that are perhaps legitimate in many respects as distinct from far right. So the far right basically don't seem to have muscled into mainstream Irish politics to any great success in the recent locals, although we do have a few people who are single issue far right persons who are elected out of over 900 over 900 candidates. And at the same time, we do sort of see basically quite a lot of extremism out there at the same time. And an increased recognition across the board, I think, that what we have with the far right is a law and order and a security problem and that needs to be treated as such, whilst a lot of the real genuine concerns that people have and questions people are asking in various communities need to be addressed perhaps in other ways, particularly through social policy.
So when we see these then, these threats of a potential for violence by far-right groups, what's happening there? Is there an attempt to try to provoke the authorities into a response? Is that what's going on?
It could be a combination of a few things. It could certainly be that, but it could also be a sort of a sense created on social media, an exaggerated sense of what constitutes reasonable or unreasonable behaviour. For example, you'd Elon Musk saying that Britain was entering a civil war situation and he runs that platform. So kind of in a sense, basically, kind of the things that people are saying, the things that people are claiming are getting more heightened and intense anyway. And a lot of these are perhaps cries for attention. At the same time, they have the potential to shift norms because, as one political philosopher once said, you don't get biting, such as violence, without barking. The barking comes first. And in a sense, basically, we're kind of seeing basically quite a lot of people making general claims and making general provocative statements that perhaps, you know, accumulate up into something much more significant than, say, Justin Barrett's cry for attention.
How should authorities then respond to these online threats? We heard that statement from a Garda Síochána in a general sense saying it's concerned and there is the potential for investigation and possible criminal prosecution arising out of that. But is part of the tactic from far-right groups, you know, to try to provoke a stronger response that might then be used as part of their propaganda?
I would imagine that that would be the case. But I think at the end of the day, we're dealing with perhaps a relatively small number of individuals who are fairly well known to the guards and others, you know, who have been recurringly involved in seeking to provoke incidences. And their greatest successes have been the kinds of posts that have kicked off the Dublin riot or the Stockport riots in the UK. So it doesn't necessarily take a conspiracy of very well organised people to do this. What we have is an atmosphere where basically the internet, but also there are other reasons as well, many other reasons why people have quite a lot of anxieties, and then various forms of messaging can be used to exploit certain situations, such as the Dublin riot, perhaps in Coolock, certainly in the UK and elsewhere. So treating this only as a sort of an internet regulation thing or social media regulation thing isn't going to do it. There is a need to consider the issues that are emerging on the ground in particular communities and why they emerge and why there are recurring patterns, not just patterns of far-right behaviour as they seek to perhaps infiltrate or aggravate certain situations, but why the sort of situations keep having over and over again the same dynamics. You know, asylum seekers arriving, communities perceiving they haven't been engaged with, very poor communications from the state or anybody, you know, in authority around this, a real feel that state capacity isn't there, the absence of forward planning. And whilst we've seen, whether in government policy as it's kind of shifted over the last year or two, or indeed in the political sort of policy statements by opposition political parties, we've seen growing acknowledgements that there needs to be much more work done in this space. And a lot of this work needs to be preemptive. And there needs to be much more of a sense of boots on the ground when you're bringing people into a community, and a much greater capacity to engage with communities, reassure them, and to take examples of what works in all parts of the country. Okay. And most things are successful. And basically deliberately kind of bring that knowledge to bear in terms of reassuring communities and elsewhere. Now, that won't deal with all the provocation, but it will deal with perhaps the battle for the hearts and minds of local communities where some people perhaps, you know, are being influenced by some extreme stuff.
Brian Fanning, Professor of Migration and Social Policy at UCD, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us today. After the break, Independent Ireland leader Michael Collins.